Right, well, we're talking flu, and many countries have responded this year to the swine flu pandemic by giving people who have flu symptoms a course of an antiviral drug called Tamiflu, oseltamivir. But now we're seeing patients who are infected with swine flu viruses that are coming up with resistance to this drug. And to explain how this happens and what the consequences might be, we're joined now by Professor James Wood. He's the director of the Cambridge Infectious Diseases Consortium. I thought perhaps we should start off by just going into some detail about how Tamiflu actually works.
This is a drug that interferes with one of the two surface proteins of influenza, the neuraminidase, and it stops the dramatically inhibits the production of infectious viruses from infected cells.
So how is it that then we see some resistance occurring to this particular
to Tamiflu?
Yes, exactly.
The use of any drug, just as with antibiotics in patients with the infection that's trying to stop, creates a lot of pressure on the infection to either evade the drug that's being used or to die. And although viruses aren't exactly living, they behave like living beings within cells. And because they have a replication machinery that allows them to mutate very quickly, they can actually, with very simple changes that might just occur by chance, create a strain of virus that's the same in any way, apart from the fact that it's resistant to the drug, if they're replicating in the face of the drug.
So the nuts and bolts of this is the genetic mechanism by which viruses work, and that we get mutations in that, and that's when the resistance comes in.
That's absolutely right, and that's very similar to the development of any drug resistance in either viruses or bacteria.
So it was just a matter of time until we saw some resistance coming up to Tamiflu?
I think so. And I think what matters is whether or not the drug-resistant form of the infection is transmitting widely.
Do we have any idea if it is?
Well, I think at the moment that my understanding of the data is that there are a few sporadic cases where drug resistance have been detected, but it's not being transmitted widely in the community. So most strains that people are being infected with are still not resistant.
Do we understand what it is about a particular resistance that makes it become widespread or not, or is that another big question mark?
Well, I think that's a big question mark, and many changes that occur in many infections are frequently deleterious, and so you might think that change towards Tamiflu resistance might actually make the virus slightly less good at transmitting, and therefore you'd be more likely to catch a form of the infection that's not carrying the Tamiflu resistance. But I think that where you might expect to see widespread transmission of resistance is when the drug is being used very, very widely.
So are we seeing it as a big problem in the UK at the moment?
Well, my understanding is that it's not a significant problem at the moment, and that most people who are treated with Tamiflu, the virus that the drug is meeting is not resistant to it at the moment.
We see this resistance occurring, and perhaps to some extent it's a little bit inevitable that it will happen. What can we do about it?
Well, I think that one of the most obvious ways is to try and make sure that people who are receiving Tamiflu but are still infected are not walking around in very high-risk situations in terms of transmission. And so a degree of quarantine would be a very effective means of stopping people transmitting drug-resistant virus.
So ultimately, give someone Tamiflu, keep them on their own until we know that they've got better, and there's no problem.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you're not talking about a long-lived infection with influenza. The majority of people have stopped shedding large amounts of virus within a few days.
Well, thanks, James. That's Professor James Wood, Director of the Cambridge Infectious Diseases Consortium, giving us a bit of a lowdown on how monitoring drug resistance disease in things like Tamiflu that we're using already is being controlled and what effect it's likely to have. If you've got any questions at all about flu or about Tamiflu, do get in touch now. The email is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Thank you, Helen.